Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily devotional designed to help you read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're continuing this week, reflecting back on the events of Holy Week that we celebrated last week. We're reflecting today on John chapter 19, verses 17 through 37. If you haven't yet, take a moment to read through the passage yourself, and then we'll get started. First, let's read it in. On the sixth day of creation, God created male and female in his own image, Genesis 1:27 reminds us. We were created to live in harmony and union with our Creator. For a short time, all was as it was designed to be. Adam and Eve walked in the garden and communed with him. However, we find later on, sin entered into the world when they rebelled against God and disobeyed his commandments. It was on the sixth day of the week that mankind was created, and on the sixth day of the week, the Son of God died for mankind. We're reminded in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For our sake he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Through Jesus' sacrifice, we have been justified and reconciled to God. Through the work of atonement on the cross, all those who believe in him will be reconciled to live in harmony and union with our Creator for eternity." As we reflect on the sixth day of Holy Week, we remember the death of our Lord on the cross. We call this day Good Friday, and it's good because God pronounced this day to be very good in Genesis. It's good because the work of the triune God to bring about atonement for mankind was finished. It's good because the cross of Christ was the ultimate expression of his love for us. It is finished. Let's take a moment to pray it up. I'll share some prompts and give you space to pray back. Verse 28 says, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all was not finished, he said, 'I thirst.'" Take a moment and reflect and pray on the humanity of a God who would put on flesh and suffer for our sake. Verse 30 says, "When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." Take a moment to reflect and pray on the deity of God who would submit himself to the ultimate sacrifice because it was the way to reconcile us to him. Finally, let's live it out. So often, we go through the motions of the church calendar without even recognizing it. Good Friday seems to sneak up upon us, and so does Easter Sunday, and the whole thing, for some reason, gets celebrated with an afternoon brunch or an early dinner. And yet, we often pass by these things with little or no reflection. Take a moment as you think back on Good Friday from last week. And instead of thinking about what you need to go and do differently, take a moment to sit in silence before the Lord. Maybe take out your Bible and read and reflect on Psalm 22, the very psalm that Jesus was referencing while he was on the cross. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. Have a great Friday, and we'll see you back tomorrow.